are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, you're going to have to start watching your butts. I mean it. You need to start watching your butts. Now, what do I mean by watch your butt? Apparently, New York 911 operators are getting sick and tired of butt calls. And that is where your phone, I guess, interacts with your butt and a call occurs. Now, I don't think I have a 911 button on my phone, but some people do. Hence, if your butt accidentally hits a 911, they get called. And they are claiming that emergency operators have received nearly 4 million accidental, quote-unquote, butt calls over the past year, year and a half, which actually accounts for a third of all 911 calls made that year. That's actually in 1 year. Now, you know, if they have to spend a third of the time dealing with calls. See, I always thought, okay, I already have a plan. I always think about all scenarios, you know, if there's a bad guy and I can't get to my gun or whatever, you know. But the one thing that many of us have in our plan is to call 911, right? Figure out a way to call 911 with the phone sitting there. So hopefully the 911 operator could hear what's going on and know, okay, this person's probably getting attacked. I'm going to call the police. But how many of you have actually listened to a message from a butt call? You hear, you don't know. Now, my worry is you could be attacked. He has your, or somebody has their mouth, hand over your mouth. So you're like, and they think it's a butt call. So if 911 operators are getting this many butt calls, I want to know how many quote unquote calls are not responded to that were true emergencies that weren't responded to because the 911 operators thought, the emergency operators thought it was a quote-unquote butt call. Now, the other possibility is maybe your tushy does feel it's endangered. I don't know why so many tushies would feel they're endangered. And the tushy is just calling 911 themselves. I don't know. Could be. I mean, I'm sure my butt is a little afraid of all the sitting I do on it. I wouldn't be surprised if it's trying to scream and decides to call 911. So anyway, a study of the city's 911 system, we'll just talk about New York City, that was commissioned by Mayor Michael Bloomberg, shows that there were 3,910,373 quote-unquote short calls, less than 19 seconds, most of which were accidental pocket dials. This wastes time. It wastes resources. While they're dealing with these butt calls and listening for 19 seconds, they can't pick up the phone and help other calls. I don't know what to do. Now, they say the NYPD reported the 2010 system average total talk time was 1.08 minutes. Now, apparently they have this, from what I understand, you know, they're trying to figure out who does these calls, not on purpose, but maybe they could warn them and say, you know, look, you always butt dial. Because honestly, if you butt dial once, you're probably going to butt dial again. You have no idea you're doing it, right? They say, since the total number of calls received includes approximately 3.9 million short calls, utilizing this metric as currently calculated does not accurately reflect the NYPD's time spent on received and processed calls. This is a report. I'm reading it, and I don't understand what it's talking about. Anyway, so they're now currently upgrading their 911 system. I still don't know how they can handle the butt calls. I really don't. But just, you know, guys, just watch your phone, okay? And like I said, watch your butt. All right, we got a lot to talk about. Got a teacher decides to post on Facebook a student spanking his butt. I don't know why that's happening, but, you know, teachers are doing some weird things. We got this teacher in Florida putting her high school students in doggy collars. We have, I guess, a possible stem cell therapy, they're saying, that could protect people from the ominous effects of chemotherapy. And they say that stem cell can shield the body from chemotherapy effects. We're talking Captain America type shield. So this is some cool stuff. We're going to talk about that. And then also, I guess girls playing soccer, they are on the biggest rise of athletic injuries with head concussions. So we're going to talk about that. I still say all soccer players should wear helmets, but no one believes me. But anyway, what's really the most interesting and fascinating in addition to what we're talking about today are your calls. So please call in at 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You can email us at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook. All right, let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hi, I was calling about gout. Seems like everybody's got gout now, and now I heard that they give it to you in the vaccines. Is that possible? Is it like a virus or something they could put into the vaccine to give you? Like when you were a kid, I guess, in your vaccines, I don't know. But, yeah, it seems weird. Nobody had gout. Now everybody's got gout. So if you could address some gout and what a guy should do, appreciate it. Thanks. Bye.
And thank you for your call. For those of you that can't reach us when we're live, definitely leave your phone message at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, so we can address it. Gout, oh, I love talking about gout. I love talking about it. I haven't heard of anything in vaccines triggering it. That's interesting. I'm going to want to look that up. So unfortunately, I can't comment on that. So I'm not too sure about, you know, vaccines covering. But see, I've been very familiar with gout because my grandfather had it. And gout is where you have high uric acid levels that build up. And the uric acid usually remains in your blood and it passes through your kidneys and then it gets into your urine. But if you produce too much uric acid, if you take too much uric acid in, or if your kidneys excrete too little of it, it builds up. When this builds up, it causes these microscopic crystals, albeit beautiful crystals, I have to admit. Uric acid crystals are gorgeous, but anyway. And then what they do is they decide to hit a joint. My theory is that it's a joint that is a joint that you know, hurt or injured at one time. So it'll find like a weak joint. And the only reason why I say that is every joint my grandfather was hit with this gout was a joint that he hurt, you know, playing football. But let's quickly review gout because, you know, I do agree with you. I think a lot more people have it than they used to. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. May 10th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,592.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,632.61, $816.31 for a half ounce, or $408.15 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,632.61, $816.31, and $408.15.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Hello.
Hi, Lynn. It's Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. What's new?
I'll tell you what's new, but you've got to promise to keep it a secret. I don't want this to get back to my customers at the spa.
Now I've got to know. Come on, tell me.
I found this skin cream called Esotique that's simply amazing for my dark circles, brown spots, and wrinkles. All my customers are asking me what I'm doing for my skin, so I just tell them I had plastic surgery. If they find out about Esotique, they're going to stop coming to my spa.
Esotique will tackle your dark circles, wrinkles, and age spots, leaving you with young and radiant skin. The results will astonish you. Call now for your risk-free supply of Esotique. 800-441-5351. That's 800-441-5351. Say goodbye to dark circles, age spots, and wrinkles. Supplies of Esotique are limited, so call now. 800-441-5351. That's 800-441-5351.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Donovan, his work on the dials today. Big thanks to Freeze Dry Guy. I love his products. Please check out his website at freezedryguy.com. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in and listening to the show. Also, big thanks to XM Satellite Radio, who also distributes, who also broadcasts the show. So, gout, you know, why is gout on the rise? So our previous message left by a listener wanted to know, you know, is it something going on with the vaccines, et cetera? Well, I think, okay, was this the hour? I don't know if you all listened to me go off on a tangent of how I think we have a problem in medicine in which we just try to give one diagnosis here, one diagnosis there to a person rather than looking at the whole picture. And one whole picture I see of many people is they have high blood pressure, they have high cholesterol, and they have gout. And when you look at the triad or the quad or, you know, the pentad of some of these things, when you see people have four or five of these things, you know, you almost can predict, okay, these are the people that are going to have problems with, whether it's heart disease, obesity, obviously, sleep apnea, etc. And I am noticing more gout. Now, are people having more gout attacks than they used to? I don't know. All right, I actually have seen less gout attacks. I've seen more people with higher uric acid, but I've seen less gout attacks. Now, am I seeing less because I'm in private practice and many people with a gout attack will go and run to the hospital? Now, if none of you have experienced a gout attack, whew, all right, it is painful. Now, I don't have gout, but I have high uric acid levels, and I made a uric acid kidney stone. Again, I probably inherited the malmetabolism of it from my grandfather. So we have high uric acid in the family. Those of us in the family that actually get checked. Most of my family members don't get checked. I like checking for uric acid. I think it's nice to know. You know, I just wonder, is there some inflammatory issue with that? You know, I mean, many people with high blood pressure and high cholesterol that have heart disease, do they also have high uric acid? It'd be kind of interesting. You know, people without uric acid levels that are high, those with uric acid levels being high, is there a difference? So I'm hoping more people spend time. Now, somebody could say, well, maybe the reason why we see more quote-unquote cases of gout is because more and more people are being checked for uric acid. Could be. But, I mean, a true gout attack is really diagnostic. I mean, it is so definitive. A gout attack is where you get these crystals that decide to supersaturate and crystallize. You know, when the amount of, like remember in chemistry, you would be working with a substance, you'd be adding a salt and adding a salt, and then all of a sudden, boom, you'd hit the supersaturation level and then it would all crystallize. That's what happens with gout. You get to a certain level and then it crystallizes. And it'll crystallize in your big toe, it'll crystallize in your knee, it could also, you know, do elbows, any of the large joints. But usually, I think it'll hit places you've hurt and are more vulnerable, and usually our lower extremity is more vulnerable than our upper extremity. So we see it occur there. And we also see it after somebody has drunk a lot of alcohol the night before and eaten a nice steak dinner. So alcohol is a biggie. Steak, turkey is a biggie. They always say watch your beef, pork, bacon, lamb, you know, your seafood like your scallops, your herring. That's an issue. If you eat organ meat like liver and kidneys, first of all, I don't know why. You should get your head examined. But if you do, that's kind of a no-no when it comes to gout because that has very high in purines. Now, purines are what gets metabolized and increases your uric acid levels. Now, what a lot of people don't realize that increases uric acid levels are your sugary drinks, your fruit drinks, your soft drinks that are non-diet. That can also increase uric acid production. So maybe one reason why gout may be on the rise, if it is because more and more people are drinking those drinks. I mean, the older days, we drank water, we drank milk. Yeah, we drank whiskey, you know, the Wild West, go in, give me a whiskey, et cetera. But, you know, we didn't have soda pop like we did now. Now, I mean, soda pop is people's staple drink. So that could also be an issue. Mushrooms, asparagus, cauliflower, spinach, those could also be high in purines and increase your ability to have higher uric acid. Now, also what can increase uric acid levels are some of your medications, like a very common blood pressure medication, your diuretic, the hydrochlorothiazide, Lasix. If you're on those diuretics, which kind of help you urinate more, can sometimes increase your uric acid levels. So if you are more prone to gout, we like to get you off, quote unquote, the water pills. And many of you are on niacin. Niacin that we use to treat cholesterol could increase your risk of gout. So, you know, there's a lot of issues that could do that. So if you suffer from gout, our goal is to change your diet. Our goal is to also keep an eye on the kidneys because remember I said one, you could overproduce uric acid or two, you could under excrete it. If you have normal uric acid, but your kidneys aren't excreting it, then that's another issue. So, you know, if you have poor kidney function, you could raise your uric acid levels. So, and I know many people that have high blood pressure, have diabetes, have high cholesterol, they have renal insufficiency. So I would say if you have any of the triad, the high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and diabetes, go and get your uric acid levels checked. Now, if the doctor goes, well, you don't have gout, no need to run a test, Obamacare doesn't want us to run unnecessary tests, say Dr. Dahlia thinks it's a good idea for us to take a look and see where we're at. Okay? I don't think it's a bad idea. Now, what do you do if you have gout? Okay, well, number one, again, try to avoid the meats, the alcohol especially, the fruity drinks, certain vegetables like your asparagus, spinach, cauliflower, mushrooms, etc., organ meats, liver, bacon, things like that, pork. you know, chicken may be better, although it's interesting. When I had my uric acid kidney stone, I had so much uric acid in my system, it made a kidney stone, and they told me, stay away from chicken. That increases your purines. So just cut back on your meat, period, okay? Diet-wise, number two is, if you aren't having an attack, we'll give you allopurinol. Allopurinol will decrease your uric acid in the blood and your production of it. You also have other medications that can deal with your secretion, but that's a whole other issue. You'd have to do a urine test, a 24-hour urine test, to look at your uric acid. And again, your doctor can do that. And then if you're having a full-blown attack, a lot of times we give you Indocin or Indomethacin. We give you a heavy anti-inflammatory because, remember, the crystals get, you know, are in the joint, and then it scrapes against the cartilage, and then the synovial lining, you know, gets all inflamed, and it hurts. And then more inflammatory fluids go to the area to wall off these crystals because they think the crystals are bad guys are going to move, and the crystals aren't going to move. They're just going to sit there and keep inflaming that your knee swells, your toe swells, and you don't want anybody touching it. So we do anti-inflammatories. We bring the inflammation down, which is crucial. And then sometimes we give you colchicine. Colchicine many people don't like because in order to use that effectively, we have to keep raising the dose until you get diarrhea. Once you get diarrhea, then we say, okay, that's the dose you're on until the gout attack goes away. And you're like, say what? So many people don't like that. But if you've ever had a gout attack, you're like, look, I'll take the diarrhea. That's fine. Pain pills don't work as well. Popping a Lortab or a Percocet isn't going to help you with this, people, because, again, you need to decrease inflammation. We got to get you out of that supersaturated level with these crystals. So in order to break up the crystals and break up the inflammation, you need an anti-inflammatory. The problem is, while we're looking at people with multiple things, pentads, etc., you have somebody that has high blood pressure, diabetes, etc. Many of them have reflux, acid reflux. Many of them have upset stomachs. Some of them have ulcers. And I want to give them a big whopping dose of an anti-inflammatory, that's tough. Or if I want to give them a steroid, sometimes I can't because of their stomach lining. So sometimes, you know, we're up a creek. So most importantly, though, is try not to get the attack. Can multiple gout attacks hurt the joint? Absolutely. So you don't want to get the gout attacks. It's so funny. Nobody says get gout. They say get the gout. I got the gout. It's interesting. I think there was a, I don't know if it was a Rembrandt picture, but every now and then I like to look at old pictures, old portraits and you know, pictures from Renaissance time, etc. And you'll see the star of the picture, like there's this one picture, it's famous, where he has his foot on a stool, and the toe looks red, his nose looks red, and he's drinking wine, and it looks like whoever painted this picture was looking at somebody who probably suffered from gout. Looked a little diabetic to me. I love looking at people in pictures and in portraits and paintings, trying to figure out what their medical issues were. It's sick, but I just do. Okay, so I hope that kind of reviews that. Remember, men more than women, get your uric acid levels checked. I think it's important. But also, again, the obesity, the high blood pressure, keep the kidneys in check. Otherwise, it's a vicious cycle. But great question. All right, for those who are joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. And, of course, we're taking your emails at drdahlia.com. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about how stem cells can actually protect you from chemotherapy. We're going to be talking about how they're suggesting 11-year-old girls use IUDs and concussions in soccer player girls. Don't go away, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
A healthy heart starts with Extendivite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877- 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in. That's almost one per block. Will that one home be yours? Well, I found an amazing little gadget to keep the bad guys fooled, and it's called Fake TV. Fake TV is a low-cost, small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV. When you go on summer vacation, yes, get rid of the obvious signs you're away by stopping the mail and the paper, but go a step further in fooling crooks with Fake TV. At only $34.95, what? That can't be right. Yes, for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked and all your possessions gone. Fake TV simulates the light from a real TV and can be programmed just like a lamp on a timer. Use Fake TV in any room for just $34.95 and get additional Fake TVs for only $29.95. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV, 877-5-FAKE-TV, or go to FakeTV.com. For safety, security, and peace of mind, use Fake TV.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So if you've seen anybody in your family or you yourself have suffered with a battle with cancer and had to undergo chemotherapy, sometimes the chemotherapy is worse than what the cancer is doing to you. I mean, chemotherapy can be vicious, but it's necessary, and many times it's successful. Unfortunately, sometimes the side effects is it can affect your normal healthy cells. And so researchers, and this is reported by BBC News, says that they think they have stem cells that can act as a shield to protect the body from the harmful side effects that could be caused by chemotherapy. Now, when chemotherapy drugs work, and we spent a significant amount of time one day on the show talking about the different types and how they work and why they work and what they do, but remember, one of the things that we still haven't perfected is not, I guess, disrupting, or in Spanish we use the term molestar when I explain this to people, but we don't want the chemotherapy to molest healthy cells. Okay? And we don't want it to disrupt normal, healthy processes. And until they come up with a foolproof system, we just don't have that yet. But what they're doing is they're saying, well, look, if the chemotherapy works, maybe what we could do is if we can't find a chemotherapy that is 100% safe for surrounding tissues, maybe what we could do is protect the surrounding tissues, i.e. shield them, using stem cell therapy. Now, the new study, researchers from Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center in Seattle were able to use genetically modified stem cells to protect the bone marrow. Now, many of your cells are made, blood cells are made in the bone marrow. So one risk of chemotherapy is that as you're getting this treatment, healthy cells in the bone marrow could suffer. And even certain medicines, this stem cell treatment and stem cell type of intervention may actually be very helpful for people that get aplastic anemia from certain medications where they just, boom, their bone marrow just dries up. I mean, their bone marrow doesn't work. It stops producing red blood cells. So anyway, they say stem cell shielding appeared to stave off some of the negative side effects, such as loss of blood cell production in bone marrow. Also, when you do have these types of issues occur to your bone marrow, you start to get fatigue, you start to get prone to infection. You're really weak when you get chemotherapy, many types of chemotherapy agents, all right? They aren't talking about the baldness yet. They aren't talking about the nausea, but there's another example of where this may be able to be applicable. If you lose your hair because you're losing the hair follicle cells and the cells stimulating the keratin production of your hair, maybe stem cells could protect the loss of hair as well, eventually. But right now, they're just looking at protecting the bone marrow, which I agree with. Anyway, they say researchers took bone marrow from patients with brain cancer, isolated the stem cells. They infected the cells with a virus, which carried a gene to protect the cells against the chemotherapy drug, and then re-implanted the cells into the patients. Whew. Have any of you ever had a bone marrow biopsy? Those hurt. When they go into your iliac, when they go into your bone, it hurts. And you aren't asleep during it. That's a tough one. But they found that patients were able to tolerate the chemotherapy better without negative side effects after transplantations of the genetically modified stem cells. Isn't that cool? They took a virus. The virus carries a gene. And then it gets in there. And then the cell ends up, because it's taken over by the virus, has the genetic component. I think that stuff's cool. Am I the only one that thinks that's cool? Yes. All right. Anyway. So they say, now, they only tested this in three patients, but all three patients lived longer than the average survival time of 12 months. One patient was still alive 34 months after treatment. Well, I'd hope. I mean, they're getting chemotherapy for their cancer. I'd hope. They'd live longer. Anyway, so stem cells being a shield, like I said, Captain America-type shield. I'm excited about that. Now, this is something I'm not excited about. For those who are joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They say girls of 11 years old should be fitted with the quote-unquote coil. They say it's better than the morning after pill. Are you kidding me? They say women who took emergency contraceptive pills after unprotected sex were still up to 20% more likely to get pregnant. Now, I'm getting this out of Daily Mail. They say girls as young as 11 to 12 should be fitted, researchers are saying should be fitted with the IUD. After unprotected sex, they said it is almost 100% effective at preventing pregnancies compared to the morning after pill, which has failure rates of up to 3%. They say the coils can prevent pregnancy for up to 5 days after sex. Now, have you guys seen these IUDs? They're T-shaped. I mean, they look like an eye, and then after you plunge them in with the applicator, it opens up to be a T. And your uterus on the inside is kind of T-shaped. So it fits. Here's my problem. You don't like to give IUDs to people that are sexually active, especially an 11, 12-year-old, because what does an IUD have on it? A string. The IUD has the string, so A, the user can know kind of where it is, because if the string disappears, then there's a chance that that IUD moved up, start to go up into the fallopian tube, so women can kind of feel around, make sure the string is there, and B, that's what we as doctors pull on to remove it. Now, we don't like the string aspect of the IUD in a girl that is sexually active and can be exposed to STDs. Obviously, a girl is 11 or 12 years old, needing an IUD inserted to prevent a pregnancy the next day, is obviously not using condoms. And infections, we actually, I mean, anybody that's had PID, pelvic inflammatory disease, we do not ever give them an IUD. We don't want anybody at risk to get bacteria, chlamydia, gonorrhea, et cetera, that'll climb up the string and go into the uterus. It's dangerous. So I don't get this. Now, how IUD stops, IUDs stop you from getting pregnant because either one, they're copper, just the copper presence, and, you know, making the environment less hospitable in the uterus to implantation, or it just being there, seems to prevent sperm from, I guess, entering up into the fallopian tube or the implantation. If the sperm does hit the egg, as you get pregnant in the fallopian tube, we talked about this, you have the ovary, gives off the egg, goes down a fallopian tube, lands in the uterus. You usually get pregnant up in the fallopian tube. Sperm has to go into the vagina, into the cervix, into the uterus, and then swim up into the fallopian tube. Okay? That's usually how you get pregnant. So the copper IUD hopefully prevents that. All right? Now, the Mirena, the progesterone IUD, since it gives off the progesterone, that also makes the environment less hospitable. They say it takes only 20 minutes for the IUD to go into the womb. But, again, here's the problem. IUDs can also scar. So if these girls every week are going in to get an IUD put in to stop the pregnancy, I just don't like it. I don't like it. And aren't they expensive? Aren't IUDs pretty expensive? If they want to do a procedure on these kids, if you really want to do a procedure on these 11, 12-year-old girls, sew their knees together. If their knees are sewed shut or their thighs are sewed shut, they can't have sex. Then you don't have to be shoving IUDs in them every single week. But no, they're popping the morning after. I don't understand this. What is an 11-year-old girl doing having sex? There's no way she's enjoying it. There's no way the 11-year-old boy or the 12-year-old boy knows exactly what they're doing. You think they know where the G-spot is or I mean, these kids don't know what they're doing. Why are these kids having sex? Because it's a rite of passage in middle school? Are you kidding me? Sew their knees together, for crying out loud. All right. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Gosh, we've had so many phone calls in the last few days. When we come back from break, I want to play some of what I have. I know some of you have been concerned. We were talking about the subject of, you know, children and sex and being exposed to the pornography on the internet and being addicted as early as 8 years old. I'm so shocked by that. 8 years old, these kids. Okay, when we get back, some of your comments, and then also an alarming study showing girls playing soccer nearly twice as many concussions as boys. Not too good. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch
dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
She's a lion. She's a lion.
And we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're not going to play all of them, but let's just play one of your comments when we were talking about kids and I guess being addicted to the internet and porn at such a young age. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. What do we got, Donovan?
Yes, Dr. Dahlia. I was a professional educator for many, many years, and I know for a fact that children, or I understand, it was discussed in my higher level ed classes, that children who are exposed to sexual things just through basic television and subliminal messages, they tend to develop sexually, physiologically faster than children who are not.
I can believe
it. So can we really blame the mass media for part of this problem of 8-year-olds being addicted to porn? I mean, they see women, fully developed grown women, strip on TV. It's not like they're watching their mom. Or they understand gay relationship at 8 years old from television and about media. So, high-level media. So, is this really a surprise? Thank you.
No.
This is Marlene. I'm calling from Denton, Texas.
Nice. Thank you, Marlene, for your comment. No. You're right. I mean, even with the television, it's crazy. I watch it, and I mean, my kid and my 9 year old will sit and watch with me, and I'm like, I am so sorry. I guess you can't watch this show either. Even on television now. I mean, even with Glee, and I love Glee, but yeah, you know, there's boys kissing on Glee. There's boys and girls kissing. They're talking about sex, and Glee is primetime television. Now, some people could say, well, your child should be in bed by 8, but many people's, you know, bedtimes for their children are 9 o'clock, and this is what's on. Friends, the show Friends used to be on at 8 o'clock, and I don't think that would have been an appropriate show for kids to see. So absolutely. We do need to, watch what they're looking at. But it's not only TV. I mean, did you see Time Magazine today? Or I don't know if it's today, but Time Magazine's cover, you got a woman breastfeeding her kid, and her kid's almost 4 years old. So you see his mouth on her nipple, and he's looking at the camera, she's looking at the camera. She looks like she's in pain because he probably has some bicuspids and incisors digging in. The kid looks like, really, I got to breastfeed in front of everybody? This is kind of embarrassing. And, of course, everybody's talking about this magazine cover going, really? Really? We're breastfeeding our 4-year-olds now? We've talked about breastfeeding. I think the American Association of Pediatrics recommends exclusive breastfeeding at least for 6 months. I recommend to moms, do as long as you can, but maybe by two-ish, you know, two and a half-ish, three, you know, as the child learns to eat balanced diet, you know, vegetables, etc., they may not need the breast milk, which is good because if you do have an occasional drink or take an occasional Valium, the kid's not getting it. Now, there could be an argument with some people's breast milk that may not be as healthy when the child's 3 or 4, you know, if mom is, you know, sipping a little whiskey here. So, the reason why we recommend breastfeeding, breast milk, is because the breast milk is so full of nutrients, so full of antibodies, protection, and, you know, that's what our bodies were designed for. I know men think that the female boobie is for them, but it isn't. Women's breast tissue, I know this is a shocker, guys, I know. Women's breast tissue is designed for breastfeeding. But it was designed for breastfeeding until the child could start eating on his own. Now, at what age do they usually eat on their own and can just start discerning a lot of their foods? Well, anywhere between 2, 3, 4, etc. So when people say, you know, Dahlia, I tried to breastfeed as long as I can. I could only get 6 weeks. I could only get, you know, we've talked about levels and length of time to breastfeed. Ideally, if you could get, I mean, if you can't do anything else, try to get a week. And even if they're getting formula, try to give whatever you can in terms of milk because the colostrum and the antibodies protect and help. If you could go a month, great. If you could go 2 months, even better. If you could go 6 months, even better. Because I know many people don't make milk. Many women that are working, they don't produce the milk, etc. But anyway, the kid's almost 4 years old. Time Magazine, they got the cover they wanted. They're going to be selling magazines. It's just, you're kind of looking at the mom. To me, I think the mom's cringing. But the mom says she breastfed until she was 6. She was 6 years old. I don't know how she got through kindergarten, but she did. So anyway, kids aren't only exposed to, you know, breasts and, you know, body appendages on TV. They're also seeing it on magazine covers. So just, you know, that's just the world we're living in. I mean, I never thought I would have to explain things to my children at this early an age. But I do because they're being exposed to it. So great comment. Okay, so, you know, we want kids to get off the computer, so, okay, let's let them do sports. And one of our favorite sports is soccer. Problem is, soccer, again, very dangerous sport when it comes to concussions. But what was news today, because we've talked about soccer and concussions and head trauma, I mean, at least with football, you have a helmet. With soccer, especially the heading of the ball, you don't have any protection. My father was a soccer player. So I'm a huge fan of soccer. I'm not a huge fan of head injuries and concussions. Well, news today broke that actually your female soccer players, your girls, our little girl soccer players are actually now one of the biggest, most fastest growing groups undergoing concussions and incurring concussions. They actually say soccer player head injury concussions is now the second most common athletic injury, Okay, am I screwing that up? No, it's supposed to be, from what I wrote, oh, darn, sorry about that. if I could word it correctly, sorry, I read this article about 8 hours ago. It's either the highest growing group of people having, athletes having concussions is your soccer players and your female soccer players. Okay, I read the article at least 8 hours ago. Hey, not too bad. At least my reading comprehension is good. All right, so anyway, I guess girls are making up 48% of the 3 million kids registered in U.S. youth soccer league. So we're talking about close to 50-50 here. And they say girls are not immune from the same injuries as boys. I mean, these girls play. I know there's a lot of stereotypes about girls and playing and goalies, but I've seen these girls play. They do exactly what the boys do. They are fierce, and maybe even more so. And so, unfortunately, these kids... here it goes. An estimated 300,000 sports-related concussions occur naturally among individuals 15 to 24. Sports are second only to motor vehicle crashes as the leading cause of concussions. Now, all right, these kids could be any age, anywhere from 5 to 18, of course. And these concussions cause bruising. We talked about the coup and the counter coup, right? The ball hits the head. The brain moves to the back of the calvarium, the skull, hits from the back of the head, but then it bounces forward and then hits the front. So actually, you could actually have two blows to the front of the brain, the ball hitting the front, and then the counter coup of the brain hitting the wall of the skull coming back. And, you know, imagine this happening multiple times. Now, I know, I tell people, try not to head the ball. If you have to head the ball, okay, can we please have these girls in helmets? And everyone's like, really, Dr. Dahlia, please? Come on, could you be any more overprotective? Honestly, these kids don't realize. And I'm glad these kids have good work ethic, good game ethic. You know, I used to run from the ball. I used to be very, very scared of being hit in the face. I did great with kickball, but I would just duck and run for cover if a ball was coming to my head. So I wouldn't have the gumption to go after the ball with my head. But these kids do. They are tough, they are bold, and they're brave. However, they don't realize that they could be causing themselves multiple brain damage. Multiple brain injury and causing brain damage. So it's kind of interesting and just, you know... we'll be watching. Just, I don't know if there, I mean, football or soccer has been around for centuries, and I doubt they're going to change the sport and give everybody a helmet. But I think it would be really nice to come up with some sort of a pediatric helmet. Something cool. All right. What's not cool is this teacher in Florida putting dog collars on their students. But anyway, it sounds like she's getting fired. Really, dog collars? Is that instead of the dunce cap now? Anyway, guys, if you could stay on board for another hour, please stay tuned. If not, see you tomorrow and follow me on Twitter, 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.